Welcome back, children of the revolution. This is Ben Brown Jr. with the online audio educational anthology series, What You're Not Listening To, here on Ace of Spades PDX, courtesy of Blueberry Podcasting, or whatever format you're finding it on here, on Apple Podcasts, Google Play, through our RSS feed, through Android, or through Spotify. Welcome. And this week, we're looking at something that a lot of people really don't want to talk about, but you know, that's what we're going to talk about here. And, of course, we're going to be playing some fantastic tracks. We're going to be talking about one of the hottest country acts of this decade, Sturgill Simpson, and why country radio hates him. Sturgill Simpson is quite literally one of the hottest new acts in any genre of music going today. Born in rural Kentucky, he is the son of a police officer and a secretary. He struggled through school before enlisting in the Navy. He loved music from an early age, starting off with country, then delving into rock, classic 1960s soul, and R&B, and then Americana and the blues. He is also a huge fan of many of today's most popular hip-hop artists. Simpson is also 41 years old, getting a very late start in a business that is focused on youth. He worked a series of odd jobs around the country, in places like Nashville, Tennessee, Seattle, Washington, and Salt Lake City, Utah, attempting to figure out what he was going to do with his life. It was at the latter city that he met his future wife. She bought him a four-track recorder, and then he toured with a band called Sunday Valley. Simpson went solo after release of their one, now out-of-print record, On to the Wind and On to Heaven. He recorded his first two records in literally a week apiece with a budget less than what a new automobile costs to purchase. By the time of his second album, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music, the big city music press took notice, winning accolades from publications like Rolling Stone and the New York Times. His third LP, A Sailor's Guide to Earth, written for his newborn son, not only hit the top of the country charts, but made the top five of the Billboard Top 200 LPs chart and was nominated for Album of the Year at the Grammy Awards in 2017. He did win the trophy that year for Best Country Album. And in his own words about his style of music, "I've surmised that there are only two kinds of music, bad music and soul music." He has become infamous of late in country music circles for a 1,000-word Facebook post criticizing the Academy of Country Music after it announced the Merle Haggard Spirit Award. An excerpt. "If the ACM wants to actually celebrate the legacy and music of Merle Haggard, they should drop all the formulaic cannon fodder BS that they've been pumping down rural America's throat for the last 30 years, along with all the high school pageantry, meat parade, award show BS, and start dedicating their programs to more actual country music." And yes, the full text of the BS word was used in Simpson's original post multiple times. At the Country Music Awards last year, even with his massive crossover success, he was not invited in. He ended up being one of the most talked about performers at the program, however, as he busked for change outside the venue, criticizing the Trump administration and accepting requests on behalf of the American Civil Liberties Union. And still, some people believe that having a family, being successful, being a country artist, being from a rural town, and getting older mean that for some reason you also must become more conservative. It is expected that Sturgill's latest album will drop sometime very soon this year in 2019. Until then, this is your opportunity to play a little catch-up. And we're going to be kicking off the first part of our program here over the next hour with a track from his 2014 LP, Metamodern Sounds in Country Music. This is Turtles All the Way Down, and we will see you in about 30 minutes.
Introducing Metamodern Sound in Country Music.
I've seen Jesus play with flames in a lake of fire that I was standing in. Met the devil in Seattle, spent 9 months inside the lion's den. Met Buddha yet another time, he showed me a glowing light within. But I swear that God is there every time I go to the eyes of my best friend. Says my son, it's all been done. Someday you're gonna wake up old and gray. Go and try and have some fun. Show and warm to everyone. Somewhere out there, far beyond this place.
Everybody says to be there, but in the end, y'all know they won't. tired, sitting around wasting time. And I'm tired of taking blame when I ain't done nothing wrong. Oh, I'm tired of other people trying to take what's mine. Well, I'm tired of y'all playing dress up trying to sing a more country song. Oh, man, some days you kill it, some days you choke. Some days you blast on, some days you just smoke. Well, now maybe I do, Lord, maybe I don't. Everybody says to be there, but in the end, y'all know they won't. Well, now maybe I do, Lord, maybe I don't. Well, they all say to be there, but in the end, y'all know they won't.
Sometimes crazy is how I couldn't see how blind a man can be.
Knowing your heart, and we're always together. still be around. 'Cause our bond is eternal. So is love. God is inside you, all around you, and above. Show me. Show me. You the way.
You could told me you didn't care about me. You could told me I was a cheating kind. I'd be out on the town running around seeing what else I could find. Instead of sitting here without you with you on my mind.
Everything's not what it seems. feel but a dream. Shatter illusions that hold your spirit down. Open up your heart and you find love all in breathing and moving. I'll heal and soothing away all the pain in life holding.
And welcome back, children of the revolution, to what you're not listening to here on Ace of Spades PDX, courtesy of Blueberry Podcasting, whatever format or location digitally that you're finding this. I'm still your host, Ben Brown Jr. And on this show, I like to say they're all very special shows, so because I really do put my heart and soul in them for you guys. We're looking at one of the hottest acts in country music, yes. And what you've just heard over the last 30 minutes doesn't blow your mind, then God, I need to try a little harder. We're looking at Sturgill Simpson here, a quick anthology before the hopeful release of his brand new album sometime this fall. Let's recap what we've heard so far in the first half of our show, shall we? Kicking it all off was from the album Metamodern Sounds and Country Music from 2014. That was Turtles All the Way Down. Following that was two live tracks, You Could Have the Crow and Some Days from 2013. Those were live performances at the Sun King Brewery. From the group Sunday Valley from their album To the Wind and On to Heaven from 2011, Oh Sarah. Another live track, this one's from Outlaw celebrating the music of Waylon Jennings, Memories of You and I. Following that was from his most recent full-length LP, A Sailor's Guide to Earth from 2016, All Around You. From his debut, High Top Mountain from 2013, Sitting Here Without You. And again from A Sailor's Guide to Earth, the song we just heard, Breaker's Roar. And we're going to be kicking it off with a live track where he played on just as the album A Sailor's Guide to Earth was released on Saturday Night Live. Yes, this is from 2017. And the person's voice you're going to be hearing next is the one and only Daisy Ridley, who played Rey in the most recent Star Wars trilogy. This is Call to Arms. We'll see you just before the grand finale.
Once again, Sturgill Simpson.
Bye. said, son, now can you sing a little bit more clear? Said your voice might be too genuine, song's a little too sincere. Can you sing a little more about outlaws and the way things used to be? Told me you just worry about writing them songs, leave everything else to me. Daddy was a highwayman, but he never wrote any old country song. Papa never stayed out raising hell till the break of dawn. But the rest of the proud coal miner's daughter, I'm proud to be her son. She told me, boy, I don't care if you hit it big, because you're already number one. That's the way it goes. This day and age. Said, hang out and read between the lines, and you just gotta turn the page. Well, the most outlaw thing that I ever done. Give a good woman a ring, that's the way it goes. Life ain't fair and the world is mean. Well, I still got the wife and the dog, but I swapped my truck out for a van. I'm gonna hit the road finally into that long white line in the promised land. You won't hear my song on the radio, new sounds all the rage. You can always find me in a smoking bar, bad sound in a dim lit station. That's the way it goes. This day and age. Said you hang out.
Somebody wants to know what's become of me.
'cause I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell 'em I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. New York City, old St. Joe, Albuquerque, New Mexico. This old rig's humming and rolling, she's doing fine. If somebody wants to know what's become of this so-and-so, tell 'em I'm somewhere looking into that long white line. Tell 'em I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell 'em I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. Tell 'em I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line. I won't be round this old town in more long, long time. Gonna hit the road, start looking for the end of that long white line. Tell 'em I'm somewhere looking for the end of that long white line.
And welcome back. Children of the Revolution is becoming here into the home stretch in our Sturgio Simpson show and why country radio hates him. Hopefully you guys don't, or are at least curious. And hopefully you've been joining yourselves. I'm still your host, Ben Brown Jr., here on Ace of Spades PDX. And let's recap what we've heard in the second part of our show, shall we? Kicking it all off, starting at the half-hour mark, was Call to Arms, a live version of that from Saturday Night Live. And that was originally appeared on Sailor's Guide to Earth. After that was Life Ain't Fair and the World Is Mean. There's some true words right there. From 2013, from his debut album, High Mountain, High Top Mountain. Again, another song from High Top Mountain from 2013 as well. Railroad of Sin, following that, from his second album, Metamodern Sounds and Country Music from 2014, Long White Line. Returning to the Sailor's Guide to Earth album from 2016, In Bloom, a Nirvana cover. Yes, showing Mr. Sturgill's versatility just about anything. And the song you just heard was from the soundtrack to Vinyl, music from the original HBO series from 2017, and that was Sugar Daddy. And he hasn't much more to say. I mean, you're really not here to hear me yammer on. You're here really for the artists, right? Let's hope that you are, because that's the reason all of this is being done. If you have questions, feedback, comments, love letters, and requests are always welcome. Drop us a line here on the podcast page. Let's hear what you got to say. Thank you all for being here, and to Mr. Sturgill Simpson, we hope that things are going well with the production of your new album. There are many of us who just simply can't wait. Love to you all, everyone, and from the album Metamodern Sounds of Country Music from 2014, this is It Ain't All Flowers.
Cleaning out the darkest corner of my mind, taking all my full circle, making straight lines, been getting to the bottom of the bottom, getting to me. I've been holding up the mirror, everything I don't want to see, but it ain't all flowers. Sometimes you gotta feel the thorn. Play with the devil, you know you're gonna get to home. Feeling weighed down from carrying around all the pain that keeps me torn.